You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Schools Today, a special version of Catholic Community of Faith. And I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's Northwest Side. And we are joined today by co-host, back by popular demand, Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Greg. Good to be back.
Great to have you back. And how was your weekend?
Excellent. Absolutely. It was very relaxing and had a lot of fun.
And the thing is, we all know that yesterday we celebrated Veterans Day, but then for many today, the day is being celebrated today. And as part of our Catholic Schools Today, our first segment for the fourth consecutive year, St. Joseph's School in Summit hosts a Veterans Recognition Day. This year, on November 8th, which was last Thursday, St. Joseph's School presented letters to soldiers in the community on behalf of all soldiers serving in Iraq. And with us as guest in studio, Lawrence Minetti, principal of St. Joseph's School in Summit, and also joining us is Lieutenant Commander Francisco Carranza, United States Army Reserve, a parent at St. Joseph's School in Summit. And Francisco has three children in school, grades 1, 3, and 5. And I smiled and said, "You're a busy parent." He said, "How'd you like to pay the bills?" And good morning, Francisco. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Yes,
good morning.
And maybe the first way to get us kicked off, Larry, is we mentioned it's the fourth consecutive year at St. Joseph's School hosting a Veterans Recognition Day. How did this whole thing begin 4 years ago?
Well, I think it began actually 5 years ago with one of our brothers of our current eighth graders, not current eighth graders, but it was an eighth grade at the time, had come back from Iraq and presented, it was going to be the Daisy Girl Scouts with knapsacks that he had brought back from Iraq. And it turned into that he had so many of them that most of the children in our primary grades, I think our preschool and kindergarten, were able to receive them. And that same year, one of our other eighth graders was going, the brother of one of our other eighth graders was going to serve in Iraq. And we talked about we should do something special to keep in touch with them and to let us know that we're supporting them. So Mr. Carranza and I had talked after that, and then Mr. Carranza took over and has been involved in the last 4 years, and I'll let him speak about that.
What I want to say is my daughter came home one time with a knapsack, with a little backpack from a soldier in Iraq, and it had it made down in Iraq. And I said, "This is a good idea." And one thing about soldiers serving overseas, and we recognize them once, you know, they're still over there. There's still soldiers over there. They're over there and they come back, but there's still other soldiers over there. So we've been doing this now for about 4 years. The first year for the students to see the role of the soldier. He provides a service to the community, but we just don't see them every day. Mm-hmm. So to kind of transition in, the first year we had a drill team, a high school drill team come in. They came in and they're marching, they're in step, they're all stopping at the same time, and I think that's all good, the discipline aspect of it.
One thing you mentioned, Francisco, before we began the program, is saying that when you have a firefighter, when you have a police officer, a paramedic, they're visible within our community, and they're providing a tremendous service. When you have men and women serving as soldiers, defending our country, and serving overseas, it's so easy to forget about those individuals.
Absolutely. You forget about them. But they're an active role. They're an active part in the community. The firemen, the policemen, they have their day. And we just picked a day, Veteran Recognition Day, to take a look at the veteran. He's part of your community. And they live. They live in your community. They go to church with you. I would like them maybe perhaps have a day in the church where they can all wear their uniform along with the police and the fire type thing. So the first year we had a and drill tape. The second year, there was a unit that I helped mobilize out of Fort McCoy, the 1244 TC company. And they came by and they brought a Humvee and a 5-ton truck. The kid loved it. The third year, last year, we had the Coast Guard drill team. They came on by. They were in town for the USO ball, and I kind of like piggybacked with them. They weren't gonna come to St. Joe just because we were that good. And then this year, we wanted to write letters, and I had Major Lavelle Johnson, who was part of my unit in the Army Reserve, who spent some time in Iraq training the Iraqi soldiers, actually talk to the children and tell them what it feels like to receive a letter overseas. You know, and I myself have been overseas in Northern Africa for 6 months, and I know that when you're over there, receiving a letter takes you away from your surroundings for just a little bit. And it makes it worthwhile for what we're doing.
And there are certainly a lot of folks in our parishes, our parishioners who are serving in Iraq and around the world. I visited recently Mike Hughes, who's the principal of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and the pastor there took me into the church. It's a beautiful church, but in the back they have a huge wall of pictures of the 250 parishioners who are presently serving in Iraq now. And that just blew me away that there were so many people from one parish in our diocese. And we have 376 parishes, I believe it is. You just imagine the number of people who are serving in Iraq.
Well, I think what's important to remember is as we celebrate, or we not so much celebrate, we remember Veterans Day, we are remembering all those who have served and have given up their lives in all the wars. And you look in the Archdiocese of Chicago, many, many of our students would have a parent, a grandparent, an uncle, an aunt, a grandmother who in some way served in one of the wars, and it's so easy to, you know, forget. And now, Francisco, all the letters that were written for this year, which were presented then last week, I think you said there were well over 100 letters, and it was divided among four individuals at the parish?
Right. For this year, for veteran recognition, they had four Army Reserve soldiers, one of them, Major Lavelle Johnson, another one that had served some time in Afghanistan, to receive the letters on behalf of all the soldiers overseas and to explain to the children what it means to get a letter out there. It's one thing to write a letter, but to actually have someone who was over there and have them tell the students, talking to the students, what it felt like. And he explained a little bit about the medal he received, the Purple Heart. And one more thing I want to mention. You said I was Lieutenant Commander. That's Navy. I'm Lieutenant Colonel. That's
Lieutenant
Army.
That right. Lieutenant Colonel. That's right.
There's a big
that's
difference.
Right. Huge difference. Sorry about that,
Army,
Francisco.
Army Navy. We can't make that mistake.
like the Army Navy football game.
Oh, it's coming.
Larry,
up.
Big difference. Yes.
Oh yes.
Are you doing any emailing difference. With the soldiers in Iraq or in other parts of the country?
There's a couple of that we have that are recent graduates. Mm-hmm. That we were emailing. One of them is back now. That they gave us their email addresses, and so we had some of our students and people that knew him were emailing him.
Great.
We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 8:20 here in Chicago. The time is coming up on 9:09. I'm Father Greg Sackles along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. Stay with us, 312-751-1979. We'll be back after a break. And do not touch that dial.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development helps fund organizations that break the cycle of poverty and make Chicagoland a better place to live.
Our organization conducted a summer academic camp on Chicago's South Side to keep kids safe, off the streets, and help them succeed in school.
Thanks to our efforts, the EPA is cleaning up industrial pollution that is threatening residents in scores of homes in Little Village.
We have been fighting to keep a well-respected nursing home open in Lake County.
We teach homeless women a useful craft, pay them a living wage, and offer them transitional housing if needed.
Those are just a few examples of the wonderful work being done by the more than 20 local organizations funded by the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Let's break the cycle of poverty and make Chicago and the suburbs a better place to live.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, along with Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. in Chicago on this Monday morning here in Chicago. And the month of November is Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive. The theme, join the family by calling 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123. And making your tax-deductible donation right now, you'll be supporting this particular program and all of Relevant Radio, the Catholic Community Faith, and Catholic Schools Today. If local Catholic programming is just as important as the network programming you hear each day on Relevant Radio, then please pick up the phone and lend your support. We are only on the air thanks to the generous support of active Catholics like you. Again, the phone number is 1-877-291-0123 or online at www.relevantradio.com for the Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive. And as usual, please be generous as you always are. And we will continue our discussion with Lawrence Minetti, the principal at St. Joseph's School in Summit, and Lieutenant Colonel Francisco Carranza, United States Army Reserve, who is a parent at St. Joseph's School, has three children in the school. And for the fourth consecutive year, St. Joseph's School hosts a Veterans Recognition Day. And this year, last Thursday, letters were presented to four individuals representing the community. Now, one thing I mentioned off the air. In your experience, Francisco and Larry, do children glorify war? Do they glorify war?
My perspective on that is they don't glorify war. They like the wearing the uniform, the getting together with everybody, being part of an organization. And I think that's the attraction. That's the stick. It's the glue for the Army. Being part of a group and doing stuff together. I really think that's what the main attraction is.
And I think as we talk to them prior and even after as follow-up activities, we try to make sure that they understand that the major purpose of the armed forces is to promote peace, and that secondary their role is to make sure that we're protected, and we hope we could do that in a peaceful way. And as a school community, we pray for peace every day, and that our soldiers all return safely.
I just want to mention one thing. Saint Joseph, our patron saint of the school, was the protector of the Holy Family. And he was declared the protector of the Universal Church a number of years ago. And I think in that theme of protection, our soldiers protect the United States in our interest. So there's a special relationship with those who protect those who cannot protect themselves. And right now our soldiers not only enforce the peace or keep the peace, but they protect those who can't do it themselves.
Yes.
So I think that's vital. keeping in line with what St. Joseph and St. Joseph's School is all about.
Well, you talk about different kinds of activities, such as letters, emails, and prayer. What other activities might you engage in surrounding this day?
Well, I think we look at it as a community event. Also, in the past, other veterans.
We've had other veterans come in and to our part of the community and show up and give a talk to the students, just so that the students see more than one. So they have to see their soldiers in their community. We've had the Argo Summit. American Legion Post, I think it's 741. They've also came in. They've come in. They provided a 21-gun salute along with playing the taps. And we always keep our veterans group involved because they're here. And what is this about? This is about recognizing the veterans. I mean, that's why we came up with the name, Veterans Recognition Day. We don't always have it on Veterans Day, but it's in and around the month of November.
You know, one thing you just thinking about as you were talking, Francisco and Larry, and that is, we are focusing, of course, on those who have served in or serving in Iraq, Afghanistan, and also previous wars. But what about the parents? You know, I have sometimes talked with parents who have a son or daughter in a war situation. I'm going back even in Vietnam. And we are taking phone calls here at 312-751-1979. Maybe you have a son or daughter presently serving. How is it to be a parent with your son or daughter overseas, and with Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas coming up, and you worry each day for their safety? Francisco, yeah. Say something about that.
Well, what I want to say before that is, I know we talked about having when you mentioned the recognition and recognizing the soldiers, in our foyer of the church, I have a bulletin with a map of Afghanistan and a map of Iraq. And I know what it's like to be overseas. You go overseas for in my case, 6 months in Northern Africa, and I came back. And the only person who kind of missed me was the laundry person. I haven't seen you in a while. And that hit home. Hmm. We should, and that's why there's someone in the community, in the parish, who has a son or daughter over there, and no one knows about it. Because it's kind of a personal family thing. Only that family knows. This way, I have the picture of that soldier in the back of the foyer, his name.
But Francisco, if that individual were killed in action, then the whole community would know about it. But sometimes we are unaware of the person being over there, which I agree, we should write them, pray for them. But how sad that if that individual is killed in action, then the whole community comes and surrounds the family and supports, which they should. But what about doing that when they're alive and over there?
Absolutely. That's what St. Joseph is doing right now. Mm. They're alive. They're over there.
Trying to make their awareness.
Right. Yeah, heighten their awareness. We're supporting them. And I think that's what we're trying to do at St. Joseph's School.
Larry?
And we had one of our deacons' son was serving over in Iraq and actually was wounded. And so that was something that we wanted to make sure we're aware of too, that there can be the tragedies, and we do want to remember our young men and women that are overseas now, as you mentioned, while they're living there. And that was, I think, the idea of sending letters and making sure that they got there, so that we can, as Mr. Carranza said earlier, pull them out of their environment for a while.
Larry, are there any parents of students presently at St. Joseph that are over in Iraq or in serving anywhere in the country or United world?
We have some that are serving. I don't know exactly where they were serving. We did have two parents of children last year that were, one was serving in Afghanistan and one was serving in Iraq. The mother came back. The father is still overseas, but the mother is back with her unit.
You know, there's so much to learn from the veterans. I don't know how many times you might have had veterans come back and speak to your kids, but you talk about leadership skills. Yeah. You talk about commitment to a vision, to a purpose. The whole idea of doing things for others, service to humanity, and teamwork. I mean, there's four ideas right there that are extremely important for kids that they could learn from veterans.
That's right. And that we've had some come back. That was the purpose of having some of the soldiers come and speak to our children.
Yeah.
I think that was the purpose of the drill team, so that they understood the instructor saying to them that this was you know, this doesn't happen all of a sudden. They practice this, they work together, they're dependent on each other as a team.
I do want to thank in a very special way our guest this first segment, Lawrence Minetti, the principal at St. Joseph's School in Summit, and Lieutenant Colonel Francisco Carranza, United States Army Reserve, a parent to St. Joseph's School. And last Thursday at St. Joseph's School, they had a Veterans Recognition Day with letter writing for Francisco. And Larry, thank you very much for joining us.
Go Army, beat Navy.
Thank you.
Army, beat Navy. Catholic
it's
schools
it.
Today.
This Saturday.
They all beat Notre Dame.
They all beat Notre Dame. On Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
The Archdiocese of Chicago opens a new parish amid the cornfields of Northern Lake County. We'll hear from the people who are building this faith community from the ground up. And you are asked to give to the annual collection that supports grants awarded by the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. We'll show you the wonderful work being done by recipient organizations.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Neff, weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and time in Chicago on this Monday is 9:23. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich, the Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Our phone number, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979, on this special Catholic Schools edition. But a little promo here for Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive, the theme, Join the Family. Your support this week of Relevant Radio is a direct way of participating in what Pope John Paul II defined as the new evangelization. Often in our daily lives, it's difficult to communicate or share our faith with others. Perhaps we're too busy. Often we're fearful to bring up the subject of faith with our coworkers and friends. This is where Relevant Radio comes into an important play. By reaching thousands of Chicago listeners each day through these powerful airwaves, those who are drawn to the Catholic Church or even have a curiosity can learn about the glorious promise, hope, and truth of Christ's love for all of us. Please support the station that supports your faith by calling 1-877-291-0123. Again, 1-877-291-0123, or online at www.relevantradio.com. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express are accepted. All donations are tax deductible. No donation is too big or too small. And operators will make the process quick and easy and will gladly answer any questions you may have. Again, it's Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive. And thank you for your continued generosity for this station. Moving to our next segment, joining us is Marianne Oskowski, second grade teacher at St. John of the Cross School in Western Springs. And St. John of the Cross Parish School will host Pulitzer Prize-winning author Frank McCourt, author of Angela's Ashes, on Wednesday, November 14th, this Wednesday at 1:30, as he presents his first children's book, Angela and the Baby Jesus. Marianne, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Now, how did you get Frank to come for this Wednesday?
Well, we have a partnership with Anderson Bookshops in Naperville, and they have provided the books for our book fairs for the last few years. And I don't understand exactly how it happened, but apparently Mr. McCourt was at the bookshop and let them know that he wanted to present his new children's book to a large Catholic school, and he would like to read the book to the children. So we were contacted, and we were just delighted to be able to host him, as you said, this Wednesday.
Now, will he read this to what grade levels?
To the entire school.
Entire school?
Yes, and he is also bringing with him
Lauren. Hey, time out. So he'll have first graders in front of him as well as eighth graders.
Yes, he will.
And that's about 700 students.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he's coming with Lauren Long, who is the illustrator of this book, who is an award-winning children's book illustrator as well.
So it's Angela and the Baby Jesus.
That's correct.
And that's phenomenal. And the very fact that he will be at the school this Wednesday is, what a way to get him is tremendous.
Well, this is fantastic, and I know a lot of our schools try to do something similar, although we've never had anybody quite this famous do this. But
Nick, you were in a school once reading, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
You're pretty famous.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but I was in a school reading one time. But they will invite sports figures and others to come so that, the students get a sense of, yes, a lot of people out there, sports figures as well as politicians, as well as superintendents, we read, and we're trying to model good reading habits for the young people. And this is really a great opportunity for these young people to hear the author himself read his own book.
That's absolutely.
Now, just speaking on the topic of reading, I remember when I was a boy, at Mary Seat of Wisdom Grammar School, along with my parents, the importance of reading, reading, reading. And, I enjoyed reading, especially if it dealt with sports and stuff that I would like. But now we live in an age of computers and technology. Do you find, Marianne, are children into reading as much as they were when we were children?
Well, we would certainly hope so. And it's something that our school is promoting this year in particular. We have children from all grade levels who are keeping a reading log every evening, and we're encouraging reading, the types of books that they're reading to write down, so we as teachers can get an idea of what they're interested in and then hopefully provide some things in the classroom, too, that will encourage them by looking at their independent reading, at their recreational reading, what they might like to work on in the classroom as well.
This is one of my favorite subjects because I always go to kids and I talk to them when I visit classes and talk to them about how they spend their time. And one of the things I think probably more of a problem, Father Greg, than the computer, because kids normally have things to read on the computer.
That's true.
Is the TV. And it's amazing how many of our children will waste a lot of time watching TV. And my recommendation to parents would be take control of their remote control. I just think they have to learn to tell those kids and make sure those kids turn off the TV, put a book in their hands, or read to them, depending upon their age, and encourage them to read, read, read. I always say there's four communication skills: reading, writing, speaking, and listening. And of all those four, the most important one is reading, because when you read, then you have something to think about, you have something to say, and you are a better listener. You can put ideas together better. And kids need to read. And we also have a thing about leadership saying if you don't read, you can't lead, because you need ideas to create a vision for leadership.
I like that. If you don't read, you can't lead.
Yeah,
that's a great one. Also, when you are reading a book, it's a way to engage the book. You're engaging the author, And as you mentioned, Nick, about, you know, sparking new ideas, the need to sometimes be challenged. And so when I talk to sometimes people of all ages, oh, I don't read that much, I think, what a loss. What a tremendous gift being lost.
Well, going back to that TV thing, I mean, a lot of kids will watch 3, 4, 5 hours of TV a day. And they just should not be permitted to do that. Their parents need to take control of that and say, okay, you can watch an hour of TV, but you have to do something else more constructive than those other things.
I sometimes think we are unaware of how much television watching children do, how the hour becomes 2, becomes 3, becomes 4 every day. Yeah. And it's very passive. You know, you are watching TV. We're going to go to break here on Catholic Schools Today. And on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago, I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, along with Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich. And our guest is Marianne Oskowski, second grade teacher at St. John of the Cross School in Western Springs. We're going to first go to our weekly homily with Father Andrew Greeley, followed by a break after that. Stay with us, 312-751-1979. We'll be back in a moment.
Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
November 11th is the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, in this story, Jesus is not describing the specifics of the genders in heaven. Attempts to elaborate a theory of how the human body behaves in heaven miss the point of this story completely. Rather, the story is about how Jesus dealt with the logic choppers and the legalists who tried to trap him by playing games with the scriptures. So my story. Once upon a time, there were some parents who were upset about the soft drink machines in high school to which their children went. Pop, or soda if you're in the part of the country where they use that odd term, was not good for kids. It kept them from drinking things like low-fat milk and fruit juices that were good for them. They demanded the high school take the machines out of the school. The next thing one of the juniors complained is they're going to try to take popcorn out of the movie theaters. He was joking, but that was really the next item on the parental agenda. They closed down some stores with dirty magazines, they had banned cigarette smoking in the school, and now they wanted to get rid of soft drink machines. They were determined that everybody in the school would lead healthy, wholesome lives all the time. They'd go after rock music next, a freshman girl protested. You just wait. The kids argued that they needed a little caffeine each day to keep going. Indeed, a lot of caffeine. We'll make them put in a tea machine, said one of the parents. That's all you need for a quick pick-me-up. Don't they have anything else to do but to ruin our lives, the president of the sophomore class complained. So the old retired pastor, the Monsignor who had founded the school, was called in to arbitrate the matter. He suggested the parents do volunteer work in the city with their kids. Parents didn't really want to do that. So as a compromise, he suggested there would be an iced tea machine and a low-fat milk machine and a fruit machine, as well as the pop machine. Individual parents could tell their children what to drink and what not to drink. The parents who tried to ban the pop machine were furious. They didn't like democracy very much. Just to show them, all the kids went over to iced tea.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.
Celebrate our Catholic faith in the land down under. Pope Benedict XVI is calling young people from around the world to join him in July 2008 for World Youth Day in Sydney, Australia.
This vibrant celebration features popular Catholic musicians, catechesis by our bishops, including our own Cardinal Francis George, and an overnight vigil mass with the Pope.
Call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry for details on this once-in-a-lifetime spiritual journey.
The number is 773-388-8674. That number again, 773-388-8674. Join 1 million young Catholics in this global expression of Catholic faith.
Hope to see you in Sydney next July.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic School Today. The time in Chicago is 9:35. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. And our guest this segment is Marianne Oskowski, second grade teacher at St. John of the Cross School in Western Springs. But first, another quick timeout. Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive continues. Theme, join the family. If you're at work this morning or at your desk, you can continue listening to great Catholic Community of Faith and Catholic Schools Today while simply making your donation online. Visit www.relevantradio.com and make your pledge while you enjoy this morning's show or call 1-877-291-0123. Nick, we were talking during the break about language arts curriculum, specifically in the Archdiocese of Chicago. What has been happening over the last couple of years? Where is it now and where is it going regarding language arts curriculum?
Well, I think that it's important to point out here that because of our Genesis program, which is our strategic plan for the future of our Catholic schools, one of the major goals was to rewrite the curricula for all of the curricular areas. And, of course, language arts is one of them, and that's where we have the reading curriculum. And it is a program that we're rolling out to all of the schools, making sure the principals are aware of what the curriculum speaks of. And then the principals then, along with us, but primary responsibility for that is the principal's responsibility to in-service their teachers about the language arts, the reading curriculum. And we're very pleased with the effect that that curriculum is having. Of course, it's been written in light of the professional standards across the country as well as the state standards for curriculum in all those different areas. And one of the things that we're very, very insistent upon is that we make sure that our teachers are understanding that they have to teach reading across the curriculum, not just in a particular area. It's like religion. You know, you don't just teach religion in religion class. You teach religion in social studies and science and on and on. So the same thing in reading. And we're trying to encourage as many different kinds of strategies in each of those curriculum areas to make sure that the kids are getting a full kind of understanding of reading. And also writing. Writing is a very important part of that. But I thought it might be interesting if we asked Marianne if she would give us – you've been teaching for 22 years, Marianne?
27 years,
27.
Actually.
But you're only 33 years old.
Thank you
started
very much.
Very young.
Amazing. Wow, I'm impressed.
I wonder if you could share with us some of your secrets about – I'm sure you're aware of the new curriculum, but some of the secrets you have and our strategies you have used over the years to – interest kids in reading and to help them develop their skills.
There are no real secrets, really. I absolutely love to read, and I want to let the children know that. I read to them every day. It's the favorite part of my day. I have a substitute working in my room this morning, and I'm sure they are asking her when she's going to read because it's just something that is expected of them. Writing also is a very important part of what we're doing at St. John of the Cross. And when Mr. McCourt is coming to our school, one of the things he's going to talk about in addition to reading his book is the process of writing it and how he got his ideas and how he got his ideas from, as you said, the creative spark onto the paper. Our first grade students for many years have had something in the spring that's an event called Author's Day. And these children write books even at the first grade level. They work on books all year long. And then at this event in the spring, they present their books to their parents, to the kindergarten students who are getting ready to come into first grade, and to the second graders who have just finished their first grade. And the books are lovely. They ask for autographs of the authors to show them how important it is to write as well as to read.
I think that's really important that we teach kids the process of writing. When you take a look sometimes at we might ask a student to write a paper, and it just seems like such a huge task. They don't know where to begin. But if you break it down to them and show them the process, it becomes achievable. It's something they can do, and they learn how to do it very, very well then. But it has to be broken down for them.
Absolutely.
Well, the thing is, that it's fascinating both, Nick, your comment and Marianne is we're dealing with Catholic education, your comment, Nick, is we're dealing across the board a faith-based education. So, again, reading is not just taught in reading class. nor is religion just in religion class, right. But it's across the whole curriculum, faith-based education. And the thought hit me, Marianne, is I remember when I was a little boy, you know, in school or by my mother, to have been read a story, it fascinates me with children that they may have heard the same story 10, 15 times, but read me the story again. So which means I know children that can almost lip the book word by word, but read me a story. So what is it about reading that so fascinates little children?
And it doesn't have to be just little children. I don't think that you need to stop reading or should stop reading to children once they get out of the primary grades. Mm-hmm. I know some of our middle and upper grade teachers read to their classes as well. There's just something about hearing that story and picturing the things in your mind. I never want to see a movie of a book that I've read and I've enjoyed because I want to keep those images in my mind that I read on the page.
Now, that's interesting. You never want to see a movie that you've first read the book.
If I've really loved the book, I want to keep those characters in my mind.
And you will not see that movie then.
The way you
created
them.
Very rarely. Exactly, exactly.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I really like that. And so, but again, children, it helps spark their imagination. So, you know, read me a story. Read me a story, which I think sometimes when parents don't spend the time with a child reading before bedtime or another time, they're really missing something,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are. They're missing a wonderful bonding experience that they'll never get back.
And the thing is that, now, before we close the segment, if anybody wanted to learn more about St. John of the Cross in Western Springs, a phone number they can call.
We'd love to hear from you. We're at 708-246-4454.
The number once again?
708-246-4454.
Now, is there a web page that you know offhand?
Yes, there is. It's sjcpsinfo.org.
How about one more time with that?
It's St. John of the Cross Parish School Info. sjcpsinfo.org.
We want to thank our guest, Marianne Oskowski, second grade teacher at St. John of the Cross School in Western Springs, for joining us. And they will host this Wednesday Pulitzer Prize winning author Frank McCourt on his first children's book. He's going to read to the entire school, Angela and the Baby Jesus. This is Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. Stay with us, 312-751-1979. Time is 9:42. We'll be back after a break.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God's Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552. Or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
Welcome to Mission Chicago 2007 as we celebrate the theme of spirituality. Evening missions are taking place throughout the Archdiocese in both English and Spanish. Spirituality themes include the meaning of being created in the image and likeness of God, exploring our potential for growth in Christ, and the spirituality of African-American music and song. These are single evening missions, and there is no cost. Find out when and where by going to www.missionchicago.net. That's www.missionchicago.net. It's Mission Chicago 2007, the year of spirituality. Accept this mission. The rewards are everlasting.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sachs along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. And Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive continues. The theme, Join the Family. This is the talk radio for Catholic life in Chicago. Where else on the Chicago radio dial do you hear show hosts discussing catechesis, family ministry, pro-life legislation, and matters of social justice on a weekly basis? Nowhere. But Relevant Radio, 820 AM, gives you that option through Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Schools Today, and other programs heard during this time during the week. If these subjects matter to you, then it's important you show your support through a generous tax-deductible donation today. The number 1-877-291-0123, 1-877-291-0123, or online at www.relevantradio.com. www.relevantradio.com. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express are accepted. All donations are tax deductible. No donation is too big or too small, and operators are on hand waiting to receive your phone call. Getting back to Catholic schools today, the time is 9:46 here in Chicago on this beautiful Monday morning, on Veterans Day having been celebrated yesterday but also continues today. And for segment three here on Catholic Schools Today, the Science Department at St. Patrick High School shares their facilities and equipment with students from local elementary schools that do not usually have access to top-notch science facilities. St. Patrick reached out earlier this fall, offering use of the school's biology lab and microscope equipment to assist elementary school teachers with their lessons. And we have guests via the phone, Christopher Perez, science teacher, St. Patrick High School in Chicago, and Georgianne Kelly, a teacher at St. Constance School in Chicago. Christopher and Georgianne, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have to admit, Christopher from St. Patrick High School, I'm a graduate of Notre Dame High School, class of 71. I have to admit, in our day, was quite a rival between St. Pat's and Notre Dame. And on all the level of sports, so but I'm going back. I graduated many, many years ago, class of 71. Now, let me ask you this: Christopher Perez, science teacher at St. Patrick High School in Chicago, is how did this whole idea come about of sharing your facilities with local Catholic grammar schools?
Well, for approximately 16 to 17 years now, we've been hosting an annual spring workshop for our elementary school teachers through science money granted by the Archdiocese and the federal government. And during the course of one of our conversations after our workshops 2 years ago, the teachers who were present said, you know, you guys have great facilities. Too bad we can't use some of these. So we started to brainstorm ways of bringing the local elementary school students in, and one of the ways we thought about was the microscopes. So many of our schools use life science and other 7th or 8th grade as their primary basis of a curriculum, and they don't have the equipment in their schools. We do, and most of the time it's just sitting on a shelf. So we offered to use those to give our materials to the schools and have those kinds of lessons, and it's been a successful program since we started it.
And Georgianne Kelly, a teacher at St. Constance School in Chicago, how has it affected your children to be recipients of the equipment from St. Patrick High School?
The students love going to St. Pat's for the science lesson. We went last year with our 7th grade class, and we'll be going again next year with this year's 7th grade class. At St. Constance, we do not have enough microscopes that the entire class can work on a slide project at the same time. So they enjoy doing it all together, and it increases their knowledge of cell function and structure. And they also love the feeling of high school. They're treated like they're kings and queens when they go to St. Pat's. Their names are mentioned on the announcements, and they get a ride on the St. Pat's bus.
Free tuition?
No, unfortunately. I'd take that for my own son.
There you go. This is Nick Walsinovich, Chris and Georgianne.
Yes.
In terms of equipment and the visits, maybe you can be a little more specific and say exactly how this works. How many times do the students from St. Constance attend and visit St. Patrick's High School, and what kind of equipment now has the program evolved into besides the microscopes?
Each school visits one time for a 2.5-hour session. And right now, primarily, we're still just using our microscope equipment. So we'll use our microscopes. They prepare a slide. They use two prepared slides, one of a thread and one of the letter E, to practice focusing the microscope and using the tools, using that instrument. And then they actually create a plant cell and an animal cell slide using onion cells and their human cheek cells from their mouth. So those are the slides that they use. We're looking at future programs that we can use possibly in the physical science area or in the physics and the chemistry area as well.
And this happens how often during the year? Is it once a year?
This is, each school can come once a year right now for the microscope.
And how many schools is this involved? Yeah.
This is our, this last year was 3 schools. This year we've now expanded to 10 schools.
10 schools?
Yes.
Wow.
And the thing is now, Georgianne, this is 7th and 8th graders, the entire class going to St. Pat's High School?
No, I usually just bring the 7th grade because our concentration in 7th grade is on life science.
Okay. And thing is it, and so when they walk into St. Pat's High School, again, you say they're being treated like kings and queens. And just to be in that setting for a 7th grader has to be, in a sense, probably a bit overwhelming.
They truly enjoy it, and hopefully this exposure will make their transition to high school a little easier. Because right now the 7th grade are in the process of going to some high school open houses, so they're getting a little bit more familiar with the schools that are out there.
And they begin to transition up a little bit. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackos, along with Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich. We're talking about the partnership between St. Patrick High School and some of the Catholic grammar schools in enhancing and teaching of science. 312-751-1979. Time coming up is on 9:52. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
Encountering the living Christ is what our Catholic faith is about. It's also the theme of this year's Chicago Catechetical Conference, Friday and Saturday, November 16th and 17th, at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Whether an adult, teen, or child, we're all called to grow in our faith. 3 keynote addresses and 67 presentations provide a rich variety for the minds and hearts of all age groups. Cardinal George will celebrate the closing liturgy on Saturday. To register for one or both days, visit the conference website at catechesis-chicago.org or call the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry at 312-243-3700. Again, that's 312-243-3700, or visit catechesis-chicago.org. Coming soon to Rosemont, Encountering the Living Christ. Sign up now.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
The Catholic Campaign for Human Development helps fund organizations that break the cycle of poverty.
Our organization conducted a summer academic camp on Chicago's South Side to keep kids safe and help them succeed in school.
We teach homeless women a useful craft and pay them a living wage.
We have been fighting to keep a well-respected nursing home open in Lake County.
Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, break the cycle of poverty, and make Chicago and the suburbs a better place to live.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackos, along with Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich, here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. in Chicago. Time is coming up on 9:55. Nick, regarding our discussion on St. Pat's High School connecting with now 10 different local Catholic grammar schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago, tell us something about the science curriculum and the latest development.
Well, again, just as we were speaking about the language arts in the previous segment, one of the first curriculum that we rewrote was the science curriculum along with the math curriculum. And in that, there are a lot of suggestions, of course, not only for the objectives, the goals, objectives, and strategies, but there's also talk about different kinds of resources, instruction materials that need to be available for young people to be able to experience the right kind of education. So certainly we're very pleased that a high school will chip in like this and share their resources with the surrounding schools. I think that makes the curriculum much more possible for an elementary school to achieve. And the curriculum we've written is a pre-K through 12 curriculum, and there's 9 different areas, science being one of them. And it would be interesting to know from the people at Chris, if you would, tell us the other schools that utilize these services that you have.
Certainly, St. Robert Bellarmine, St. Vincent Ferrer, Our Lady of Victory, St. Eugene, St. Tarsus, St. Constance, St. Edwards, St. Pascal, and St. Ladislaus, the schools that are currently scheduled. And we have one more that we're setting up a date with.
Now, are you looking to even expand that further into next year, or are you going to kind of keep it at 10?
We would, as long as we have dates and times, we can open up as to many schools as possible.
And then, okay, the thing is also, we are taking still calls at 312-751-1979. Any calls you may have for Chris Perez, a science teacher at St. Pat's High School, or Georgianne Kelly, a teacher at St. Constance. Now, Georgianne, when did your children actually experience this day at St. Pat's High School?
Last year we attended around this time of year, the end of October, beginning of November. And this year we'll be attending the 29th.
So this will be your second time. Again, they were 7th graders a year ago.
And they'll be new 7th graders.
And they'll be a new 7th grade class. And it, but I think it's just a tremendous hands-on experience. And now, Chris, as you look into the future, you say there are 10 schools presently involved with this and maybe more into the future. Are you looking to expand, for example, like St. Constance coming 2 or 3 times a year, or does that become a little bit too difficult?
In a way, that does become a little bit too difficult to have multiple visits due to the fact that we do need to use our science facilities for our students. So it's basically trying to schedule around when we know our students will not be using the lab equipment for that day or using just the lab in general, running their own set of experimentations.
What's really great, this is just a creative use of resources between a Catholic high school and a Catholic grammar school, and there'll be other ways to be creative into the future. But this is marvelous. It takes a lot of work to do this.
Well, it does, and I'm very proud of these schools that they have gone in this direction. And we're also trying to do the same thing with our Catholic universities here in terms of higher education and the primary and secondary education in our schools. I think it's really important and could be tremendous beneficial for everybody for us to go from pre-K through 16, so to speak. We have hired a person in staff development in our Office of Catholic Schools whose primary purpose is to articulate these kinds of programs to help our schools do better jobs in all the curricular areas.
We need to bring today's program to a close on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Walsinovich. And our guests this last segment have been Christopher Perez, a science teacher at St. Patrick High School in Chicago, and Georgianne Kelly, a teacher at St. Constance School in Grammar School in Chicago. Would also want to thank in a very special way our producer, Ryan Blackburn, assisted by Jasmine Kiddos, and our engineer has been Michael May. Great job to our team for today's program. To all of our listeners, we do keep in prayer the veterans who have served our country throughout the years, have given their lives, and for their families. God bless to all. Great week.
Amen.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.